Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, contraction and expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious that we will take in the next three deep breaths. That we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach up, and take in life-giving breath of the divine, of the holy, of the sacred. Hold. Bring your attention down into the heart, the cave of the soul, the center of the spirit. And just for a moment, offer gratitude for this wonderful organ that does so much that we are unconscious of. Inhale. Hold. Gently and slowly release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to turn away from the world of distractions and enter into our communion with the divine that is within us as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, breathe. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 116 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Receive my love, O beloved, you who hear my voice and my supplication. You incline your ear to me, and I call upon you with trust, both day and night. When the sneers of fear encompass me, when the pangs of loneliness envelop me, I suffer distress and anguish. Then I call upon you, my rock. You come to my aid. Your strength upholds me. Gracious are you, just and true. Heart of all hearts, you are merciful and forgiving. You preserve the simple. When I am humbled, you lift me up. Return, O my soul, to your rest. For you, O loving friend, bestow grace upon grace, a balm for my soul. You raise me up to new life. You dry my tears and guide my feet on a straight path. Now I walk hand in hand with love in the land of the awakened ones. I keep my faith even in times of great turmoil. I invite others to awaken to the joy of your presence. What shall I render to you for all your goodness to me? I will drink the chalice of love and praise you, who have done wondrous things. I will bear witness to you, O bread of life, in the presence of all the people. Precious to you are all whose will decreases, who abandon themselves into your will. O beloved, consider me your friend. I long to co-create with you, for you have loosed the bonds of fear in me. I will offer to you the gift of gratitude and acknowledge your loving presence with joy. I will bear witness to you, O giver of life, in the presence of all the people and the sacred altar of my heart, in your midst, O beloved. Praises be to you, for you dwell within the heart of everything. Divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, acknowledging that of ourselves we can do nothing, but it is your Spirit within that doeth the work. We come consciously into your presence this morning, surrendering our little sense of self, surrendering our ego, surrendering our wills, thinking that we know best, when truly when we surrender to your will and say as our Lord and Savior taught us, thy will be done. So that you take care of everything that we have need of. Even though it may not look like it, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are more lofty than our thoughts. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, surrendering all our fears, our thoughts, our worries, our concerns, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it. That you who are the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end, are providing for our every need, want, or desire. Right here, right now, Mother, Father, God, we know that as we rest in your presence, the peace that passes all understanding fills our souls. That right here, right now, as we rest in your presence, your healing balm washes over us. Right here, right now, as we rest in your presence, our every need is met. Oh, Mother, Father, God, you who are the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. You in whom we live, move, and have our being. The divine omniscient, omnipresent, omnipresence. You, who have loved us with an everlasting love. You, who says before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. You, who are the Alpha and the Omega. You, to whom we turn to, for our every need, want, or desire. We rest in you now. There's so much happening across our world at this time. There are so many needs and wants that is to your children crying out desperately. We know that when we become overwhelmed, that we can come into your presence and surrender it all to you. So for everything that is happening in our country, that is happening across the globe, all the needs and wants for all sentient beings. We place them on this altar, right here, right now, knowing that the divine intelligence that is at work in and through all of creation knows what to do and how to do it. And yet we remain open to whatever guidance or direction that is ours to do. For we are your hands and feet. Mother, Father, God, everyone here present this morning and those that will listen later. God's blessings upon them. Those that are pregnant, waiting, overdue, I ask blessings upon them for safe delivery of the new life that they are bringing forth into this world. For all our needs and wants and desires, we surrender to you and giving you glory and praise, which really you have delivered us all. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without. Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
And expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Without manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly.
I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly.
Let's breathe that prayer in. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once more on Sunday for Dr. Ames' Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.